had a front room for company to sleep in one of them rooms. But that bedroom there, it was a big one. It had two big beds in it and a small bed kind of up by the fireplace. And then had plenty of room to sit. This old big old-fashioned. They said they tore down all the houses like that over there. Yeah. Lawns and everything, be a new modern thing.
Sure. Well, up at the Andrews place where you worked, did they have back when you first started working there a room like this?
When I first started working there, they had a living room.
Is that what they called it back then?
Yes, they called it living room.
I thought there might have been more like to call it a sitting room or parlor or something like that. What? Which one?
Parlor.
It was a parlor?
Yes, a parlor. Yeah, you know parlor. You heard of that, right?
Sure.
They called it a parlor. Yeah.
My grandfather's house, they didn't have a living room. They had a parlor. And okay, what furniture did they have in the bedrooms in besides the bed? Or in your house?
And then, when I first started with her, they had iron, they didn't have all that iron beds and a rocking chair and I don't know what to call it now. That's what they call that old great big thing they put clothes in. It didn't cost you get to me.
Was it something built in?
No, it was a big old... wardrobe. Uh-huh. A big old wardrobe.
That's made out of wood?
Yeah.
And it could be moved around?
You wanted to move it, but you couldn't want to move it, but it was made out of...
It was heavy?
Heavy wood.
Okay.
It was painted dark.
Yeah. What about something with a mirror over it?
They had a washstand. Kind of bowling pitcher over it.
Sure.
I got a bowling pitcher, my mama and I.
Yeah.
It broke a little around the edges of it.
Yeah, well, they
big
were
picture.
Very common.
Yeah, check that on the wash. That's where they wash the face and hand on that washstand. Put the towel across it.
The back of it.
Yeah, yes, he had a little strip across and then a glass, a washstand did there.
Sure. Okay, and all the things that you had in the house, the beds and chairs and everything, you call that the, or you call it now, all the different things, the beds and chair. Well, you say that's just a lot of, or somebody goes and buys things. You say, well, they bought a lot of new.
Oh, they call it antenna.
Yeah, but what if they go to the store downtown, you know, or if they're getting ready to move, they might say, well, a truck's coming to get all my, the bed, the chairs, the dressers, the tables, all that stuff. You call it the household. Okay, how's that?
Household furniture, yeah.
Did you ever hear it called plunder?
No.
Ever hear it called plunder? Okay, and what would you have maybe that pulled up and down to keep the light out of the windows?
Shade, blue shades, the yellow ones.
Yeah. And, but this kind like this that you pull back, you call... Do you call them shades too? Or?
No, I couldn't.
Okay. And did this house have anything built in to keep your clothes in?
Not that.
No. How did you keep them?
Hanging upside the house.
On what?
Nails.
Okay. And what about a little room at the top of the house just under the roof? Was there some space up there?
No, not in that one.
Yeah, what about in the Andrews house? Do you remember this little storage space up there where you put old things?
Attic, you call it.
Okay. And to get up there, you had to go up. Did that house had two stories? Had a
that one didn't. We moved down to his sister's house and lived there. He had a two-story house.
Okay.
It was old.